Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now, just quickly, another one of our journos that works here on the Triple M NRL coverage is Brent Reed, who is on the phone. Reedy, I believe you've just come from a press conference, have you, with the Broncos?
Yeah, Zoom conference with Matt Lodge and Payne Haas.
Okay, Reedy, what was said?
Well, look, I mean, it's interesting. Matt was pretty brutally honest, to be fair to him, and he said basically some guys maybe think they're better than they are, but he was asked specifically about Gordon Tallis and the Tallis of Gordon, the criticism that's come from Gordon. And he did say, look, Gordon's entitled to his view. He's a legend. He's one of the guys who helped build this club. And if Gordon wants to come in any time to teach us leadership, make us better players, he's always welcome. So
no,
I'm not sure, Gordy. No.
Tell him no. He's got Darren Lock in him. Hey, listen, they've made their choices. They've made their bed. They can lie in it.
Okay. Reedy, anything else to report from that,
Reedy,
mate?
How's that going, the Ipswich boy?
That was short and swift.
Yeah, no chance, mate.
What else? How do they explain the loss then? Because the players haven't spoken since that game, Reedy.
Well, and to be fair to them, Kenny, and then the club's confirmed this, that wasn't actually their fault. What happened was one of the officials at the club said, we're not putting up any players. So the message actually never
That's
got
a cop-out. That's a cop-out, though, isn't
it? Who was that official?
That's a cop-out.
I believe it was a guy named, is it Steve Walsh? I think his name is.
He's the ex-SAS soldier.
That guy, yeah. I believe he's the guy who said, made a decision that no one would front up. So, I feel a bit for the players in this situation.
Another amateur in the game.
Well, I don't feel for the way they played, but I feel for that criticism because that doesn't sound like that was their decision. It sounds like that decision was taken out of their hands. And Matt Lodge said today, I would have been happy to talk. Someone had said to me, you got to talk, he would have been happy to do so.
Yeah, and Reedy, you know what, just on that point, and I believe the bloke you mentioned is the welfare manager, if that's a Broncos side that's still got Gordon Tallis and Shane Webke and those styles of character in it, then I reckon they say that bloke, hey mate, no, it's all right. They're just journos. We can talk to them.
Well, you know what, Matt, Hoops, someone tried to drag Matt away today after 10 minutes and Lodgy said no. I'm not going anywhere. I'm answering every question.
Well, who was that? Who was trying to drag him away today?
Well, I think it was.
Yeah, mate, but that's after, mate, the horse had bolted.
Yeah, the horse.
At least he's trying to do the right thing. Give Matt Lodge credit. Yeah, at least he's doing the right thing there. Yeah. He stood there. And if this Pelican's trying to drag him away, to stop him from. Look, Matt Lodge is a tough bloke, has been his whole life, okay? He's not going to be afraid of a couple of pencil necks like us asking him a few questions. So just keep them there and let everybody exhaust their questions and start showing that you actually care not only about what's happened, but about how you're going to go and try and fix it. Because there's a lot of Broncos fans out there who want to know what this club is going to do to get out of this hole they are in. As I said, in their past five games, they have recorded their two greatest ever losses. So it's not enough to hide away and say, trust us, it'll be okay. We'll be fine. We'll get out of it. We're not going to tell you what we're going to do. The club has to front up here and has to be accountable for what they're going to do and has to be transparent in what they're going to do. And well done to Matt Lodge for standing there and taking the questions today. And when this guy tried to move him on, saying, no, I'll stay here. That's the only way they're going to get any support out of this.
Good on you, Reedy.
Yep. No worries, guys.
Now, before we go to the break, Gordy, I think we'd all like to know, if Matt Lodge has made the offer, why are you so quick to dismiss it?
Because I don't want to go back there.
Why?
It's simple as that, because I don't want to. They've made the mistakes. I'm at the Titans now, and I'm going there because it's a family, and there was a story about Daryl Kelly that's put $25 million. That's the biggest resource club. They've made the decisions. That's not the club I played for.
But Gordon...
That's not the club... Listen...
Now, let me just say something else. You made the point, I can't remember if it was here or Fox League, you made the point that if a club or a player needed you, no matter what club he was at, you'd be willing to help.
But this is a genuine offer. If Gordon turned up there, because I know how Gordon feels. He's done everything for the club, and well before Seibold's reign, there's been a split among Gordon and the Broncos, okay? And it goes back to Bennett and the rest of it and things that have happened at the club and around the club and the way that they've operated, which were not the way things were done during his time. So if it's a genuine offer, though, then it's a okay, that, then the onus is on Gordon. But sometimes these guys, things
even want
are
the
said.
Old boys there, Paul.
You well, know, that, like, that's I know that's you know, and that's been a concern
like
of yours
then,
for some
we've
time.
We've all gone, and Paul White's blocked the old blokes to come back in. Mm. You know, Kevy's tried to go back. Like we've all tried to go back at certain times because we saw that the ship needed to get put back on the right direction, and they don't want us. And now that the shit's hit the fan, and then it's a little token offer. Well, why don't you come and help us? Well, no.
I'm
dig
glad
yourself out of it. You guys dug yourself into it. Dig yourself back out of it.
I'm glad you raised Kevy Walters, Gordy, because it leads me to the area that I think will next really get the blowtorch on it and the microscope, and that is the interview process that took place in relation to appointing Anthony Seibold to a contract that's 5 years and with an additional season, a sixth-year option in his favour. So essentially it's a six-year deal. Now, Kevy Walters also was given an interview. So was Jason Demetrio. So was Michael Maguire.
At Jason shook Kevy Walters' hand on his balcony and said that he's got the job.
Wow. At Jason Demetrio's interview, Paul White didn't even show up. So
Kevy had to ring Lockie, a bloke that he played with and taught him and made him great. He wasn't even going to come to the interview process. So the job was done. Wayne Bennett wrote an article about Demetrio, said don't go. Like, the interview process is a load of rubbish. It's already decided.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.